ABC Radio Australia.
Solomon Islands and one fella country in the region where him go ahead for stage 3 from this fella coronavirus sick year. Much of this one have to do with them decision block government for shut them down at the international borders, but Solomon Islands low March time Prime Minister him declare him public state of emergency. But this fella state of emergency by him finished law this Friday. Prime Minister Manasseh Ogavare him said this one by him got a big impact law health and security block country.
I will therefore be making a recommendation to His Excellency the Governor General to make a declaration of a state of public emergency to succeed the current state of public emergency when it lapses. The government will then table a motion in Parliament to have a state of public emergency for a further 4 months to ensure our borders are controlled and mandatory quarantine and testing can continue unimpeded. Fellow citizens, many are worried about the impact on businesses and our normal way of life if we have another state of public emergency. Let me reassure you all that the key objective of the state of public emergency will be to ensure national security, enable mandatory quarantine, testing, and contact tracing for COVID-19, including the provision of all services related to our quarantine stations, contact tracing or border security.
Lwanfala National Address, Prime Minister Manasseh Ogavare, him say plan block government blow him for extending this fella state of emergency kasem end lo year.
I also reassure you all that during the next period of state of public emergency, my government will consider urgent legal solutions, including a review of existing legislations to be brought before Parliament that will allow mandatory quarantine and testing on any notifiable or quarantinable disease that may also be classified as a public health emergency of national, international concern without having to resort to a state of public emergency. However, this will take time to do so, so declaring another state of public emergency is the only and best solution for the country right now.
Peter Ken Laurier Jr. him one member of Parliament and him stay with him Okatala opposition. Not thinking blow him said this fella extension law state of emergency him no necessary for health and security blow Solomon Islands.
So me thinking a better approach would be for amending and strengthening the side of the laws here. The side of quarantine border for ensuring that our borders remain strong. Because as we always tell him in this Parliament, weakest link is our borders, and we need to strengthen, knowing that sickness here behind come from outside. So what area here now, we think if we need to strengthen them, then even they really need a state of emergency. Yeah?
Mr. Ken Laurier, him say behind raising opposition blame, time Parliament and meet next week.
For Ms. Sileva, in terms of debate behind come up on Monday, or starting on Monday, the Parliament time 6. Let me continue for voicing out these concerns about state of emergency, a new one, and my big concern about focus the state of emergency, which and seem to shift this time from health to security, and that one for me I'm very very concerned for garden power by the executive head. The country, a democratic country, lady for wielding power under the guise of national security. When in the wrong side of that it's one public health emergency.
Parliament by him meet next week where Okata members of Parliament by Okata debate him this fellow proposal for extending state of emergency for Kasem 4 months time or same.